everyone, welcome to another episode of the Let's Do It Afraid podcast. Today, honestly, Yvette, was the first day that I wasn't nervous to record. And
Yay!
yeah, and I don't know if it's because the person that we have on today makes me feel so comfortable, but I'm just really excited for today's interview guest. She is a spiritual coach and an energy healer. We love her so much. She is the absolute best. So please welcome Ana Maria Velasquez.
Oh, yay! Thank you guys. That's so sweet. I'm so happy to be here.
You for coming on. Thank you
Yeah,
so much
well,
for coming on.
of course.
Today was the first day that I didn't feel so much anxiety. Normally, I'm like doing breathing exercises before we come on. And I was just so excited. You make us feel so comfortable and so much peace. I hope that you realize that you really do have that effect on people. I don't know if Yvette feels that, but I definitely feel it.
Yes, I
Thank
do.
you. That's so sweet. Thank you.
you. So, for those people that might not know what a spiritual coach and an energy healer is, can you tell us maybe a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, it's a spectrum of things, right? As a life coach, you talk to people about their business if they want one, their career that they already have, their family, their relationship with their partner, with money, their relationship that they have with everything, right? And most of all, to themselves. And that's what people tend to forget the most is like, oh, yeah, the relationship with me is actually the most important one, right? And so, as a spiritual life coach, what I can do is remind you to like get present in your own life and remind you to get present with yourself and just act in a way that is in agreement and in congruence with your values, your morals, and honestly, the way that you were born to be, that you were designed to be, right? You're here for a reason. That's something that I tell everyone. You're here for a reason. It's not just happenstance. You're here for a purpose, and it's up to you, and it's your duty to really figure out what that is and to live every day by it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. The first question that we always like to start our interview guests with
Yeah.
is, what is a fear that you are currently struggling with today?
Ooh, this is so like it's potent. It's a fear. It's like it's here, it's playing out, and I'm like, ah, what do I do? Last Friday, I got the biggest sale ever in my business. And like immediately, almost immediately, it's like I celebrated, right? Because I've rewired my brain to celebrate first instead of like doomsday. But then doomsday settled in, and I'm like, what if I lose it all? What if I lose it all, right? And that is such a real fear, especially when you have made mistakes with money in the past, right? And I have, and that's okay. That's part of my journey. That's why I'm able to teach people and guide people to make different decisions now, right? But that very like human fear came in, and I was like, oh my God, what if I don't manage it right? What if I don't put it to where it's supposed to be? What if like I get too excited and I just like go and overspend? And the thing is that what's cool is I can bring myself back around myself and be like, okay, Anna, but that's not happening. That you know better now. You've learned the lessons. You have everything in place. You keep up with your budget. But it's a fear that still lingers in the back of my head. And that's okay. It's just a growing pain.
I love how you shared not only your fear, but you also shared how you found a way to cope with that and kind of remind yourself, like you said, you remind yourself that you've done the work, you've learned from your past mistakes, and you're not the same person. So it's helpful for people to hear that, yeah, we're all afraid, but that doesn't mean that we should stay in that place.
Exactly. Don't stay stuck there. You could easily get yourself out with just a different thought.
Yes, so thank you for sharing that. So every journey starts somewhere. Can you share the pivotal moment in your life that pushed you to embark on a path as a spiritual life coach and an energy healer?
It always starts, this is where like I always go back to 2020. The world was crazy, as we know. It was the latter part of 2020, and I was starting to realize, I was starting to be more aware of the thought loops that I had going on in my mind, right? Like it's those like top five thoughts that we always have that just replay in your mind. And at that time, it's, I'm tired of my job. Do I even want to be in this relationship? What if I never get to take my business off into like where I see it? I'm unhappy with my body. And I don't even remember what the other one was. The thing is that what you're not changing, you're choosing.
That
I'm gonna
was
say that
powerful.
again. What you are not changing, you are choosing. And that was a really hard pill for me to swallow, is that I'm choosing all of this. I'm choosing the job. I'm choosing how I'm showing up in my relationship. I'm choosing this money coming in or not coming in. I'm choosing to make this business hard, right? And so those are the thought loops that are going on. And then all of a sudden, and I mean all of a sudden, my fiance's mom passed away suddenly. And that, like, so here I am in my own ruminating thoughts. I'm like, something has to change. I don't know what, and I don't know what to do, but it has to be different. There's something more out there. And then, boom, this like very hard, real thing happens in our life. And I really feel like that's the time where you and your partner get to really see each other, you know, like through the hard stuff. It's like, okay, how are you going to be in this? How can I support you? And he completely shut down. You
Yeah.
know, valid. Yeah, valid. It was so sudden and he was there when it happened. And that's trauma, right? So, ooh, I'm like getting nervous talking about this. So it was hard because my partner shut down on me and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if does he still love me? Does he even love himself? Like, what is even going on in here? We're barely speaking, right? And if we are speaking, it's short, it's just not good. And so I kind of was able in a weird way, it was such a blessing because at the time I started investing in myself. I started working with my coach. I started taking all these other courses and I was like, there has to be a way for my business to work online because that's what we're forced to do right now, right? 2020. So I go full force into just me. And I make sure he knows that I'm there for him if he needs me, but clearly he's showing me that he needs his own time to process, right? So I dive deep into this, and then all of this energy and all of this hurt and grief just came over me, and my body completely shut down on me for a week. I'm talking like in bed, unable to move. Like very like real things happening between me and my fiance of like he has to help me, right? And it is hard. And I come to this moment in time where I'm like connected to God and to the universe and to divine, whatever it is that you believe in, insert that word here. And it's kind of like this moment of, okay, something has to give. Something has to change. And it starts with me. And so, universe, divine, I promise I'm like bartering at this point, but that's what I feel like I have to do to be like heard. And it's like, okay, from this point on, I'm gonna change. I will be more compassionate with Gino. I will try to be more open with him. I will say no to the job that I don't like. I will find a way to make this business work. And if it's not working, it's because you don't want it to work for me. Right? So it's this moment of surrender, and people hear surrender and they're like, oh, that's weak, right? Like you hear wartime or whatever, and you're like, oh, they surrendered, so they forfeit. They suck, right? No. Surrender is one of the most beautiful, loving things that you could do in your life, and just allow things to fall however they will.
I love that, and it like touches me because I lost my mother-in-law. My husband shut down. He was here, he was not over there. So I think part of it was like he felt like he couldn't be over there. His whole family's over there, so keep in mind he's the only one here. And he's like, "Why did it happen when I'm here?" And I'm like, "It would have been worse if we were over there with the kids. And then what are we gonna do to explain to the kids what happened?" Like, they're already
Right.
concerned because she was on bed rest and she wasn't really mobile. And they're like, "Well, what happened? My grandma used to be able to take me to things or stay with me, and now she's just on bed rest." And that was already hard for them to understand and comprehend. So there was times they were scared of her, and I felt so bad. But I'm like, it's hard. My little was like super tiny, and then my middle was 4. They have no understanding of what is going on, right? And it's hard. And I'm like, well, I guess it was the way God wanted it to play out, and we were here, so I left with my husband, and that one of the only times I've ever left my kids. The whole time my heart was here, and I had to go and be supportive. So I don't know how to properly support somebody going through that because I've never lost somebody. My parents, thank God, are still here. My siblings are here, and I've never gone through it close. I've gone to funerals, but I've never had to be in that position. And I was questioning my every move. Part of it feels like I don't have a heart because I'm going with it and I'm not thinking. But then
Yeah.
part of it, I'm like, I have to be stronger because I have to be there to support him. But then he eats all of it. And I'm like, you need to process this because this is not going to be good for you in the long run. And then he started having health problems. I'm like, here you go, honey. I'm telling you, you have to, you have to open up. You have to, but men, I don't know. I know it's society also and their culture. They have to make it work no matter what. And como se dicen, los trapos no salen al sol. Oh, so hard. And I'm like, I'm just going to do what's best for me. Like you, work on myself, work on whatever I can do for myself to be the stronger person when things like that happen. But it literally is the hardest thing to go through. These are the rawest moments that you either make it or you break it because it's hard.
Truly, truly make it or break it. We've been there. And at that point too, it's like surrender. If that's what's meant to happen, then so be it. Because if I'm trying to control this, that's hilarious. Because I'm not.
Yeah, it's so
Right?
hard.
Yeah, it is so hard. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that. It is such a different, like I've gone through loss. But not that close. Like, yeah, my parents are still here. And, to top it all off, a year, exactly a year later, the same month, his dad passed away.
My God.
And so it was hard. It was hard, but we're on the other side of that, stronger than ever, thank God. And I love him. And he was the catalyst, truly. Like, his process was the catalyst for all of this to happen, so I'm grateful.
It's so interesting. We were literally talking about death, how these are the strongest moments where we see things in a different perspective. Why does it take us to get to those things to be able to, take the leap of faith and start
Exactly.
things? Why can't we do it and we still have our people here? Sometimes I question myself, why do we have to lose people to make things happen? But I guess it's part of the journey and only God knows why,
Yeah. And we have the nudges. We have the
Like,
nudges to want to have the conversations, right? Like, there's those moments where I'm like, oh, I want to tell my mom this, but then I shy away from it, right? And that's, again, insert whatever you want here. God really saying, like, hey, open up. Hey, say something. Hey, you're not going to have, that much longer with her. And so it's now our job to be obedient. And that's hard.
it is. I
Because
remember
we're
you
like,
had posted
no.
something. I think it was something about like the macho mind. I don't know. I know I shared it with Myra and I was like, girl, this is on point. Where you were like, something about you have to speak up, and it's no longer that way. Like, my partner has to help me. Something along those lines. I can't exactly remember, but I was like, girl, this girl is like speaking my truth, because sometimes, like, to go against our own family beliefs, and like, you put your foot down really clear, and I was like, I need to be here, you know?
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. It's, this whole, so part of that was me being in a family business, and we do, because the business is still there, but we work with adults with developmental disabilities, and it is fulfilling to a certain point, but it's also very draining, right? Like 24-hour on call all the time. I was the one, and I won't go too much into that, but it's hard in a Latino family, and we've been doing this for years. I made it almost 10 years doing that, and to put my foot down and say like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, that's hard. That's hard. Like, you're telling your parents no, like, hey, thanks for building this business and you came here from another country, but I don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's hard. But it's not my dream. And they get that.
How did you overcome that fear of transition? Telling them no and changing your, you know what I mean? Changing your path and going against what they brought you, like the business they founded. And you know, it's like sometimes I have
Right.
a family member that's going down the same path. My uncle has his business and he's like, I wish my kid would take it on. And I'm like, well, he don't want it, I'll take it. But he literally built it for his kids and for his family, you know, but they don't want it. And I'm like, well, I'll take it. He doesn't want it. Don't worry about it. We'll make it happen. But I get it, the family pressure. And then sometimes it doesn't align with what our purpose is or what we want to do in life. So it's very much like your situation. How do you
Exactly.
get out of those moments, or how do you build the confidence to tell them no, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so hard. Boundaries are like, oh, I might as well be dying. Like when you first start putting your foot down, it's like, are you still gonna love me? Like, are we okay? Like, is this good here? Can I still show my face? It's hard, but what it comes down to, even at the end of the day, is that I love myself. I love myself enough to be clear and kind about what it is that I truly want. And I'm finding that,
That takes a
right?
lot.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot of inner work. It takes a lot of courage and bravery to be like, actually, I'm gonna go down this path and this feels good. And, so I think one of the biggest takeaways that I can say here is I did a values exercise a couple years ago, and that changed everything for me. And I would be happy to give it to you guys so you could give it to your viewers and all of
Thank
your
you.
listeners. But it's an exercise that really changed a lot for me and put into perspective for me of what I value most in life, not what someone else values for me, right? And at that time, what I valued the most was freedom. And that's because I felt so constricted and so like, you have to be in this place, you have to be in this box and look this way and act this way. And we want to be good girls, right? We want to be liked and loved and accepted until you don't like and love and accept yourself.
It's hard. I have the worst time with people pleasing and giving in to everybody else. Literally, I put my job, everything before me. And at the end of the day, I put myself on the back burner and I exploded. It was not good. How long can you really do that to yourself? And for me, it's hard because in the Latino community, there are no boundaries. You become like the worst nightmare overnight when you put boundaries down. And it's like, no, I have to put myself, my family first, my health. If I'm looking horrible, there's no way I can carry out anything. My kids need me. And for me, even when I was barely scraping by, I made it happen because my kids have to be where they have to be when they need to be. Even if I'm fighting through every second of the day, I'm making it happen. But people think, oh, she has it all together. And it's like, no, you don't know me. You don't know the inner work. You don't know like what it took to get out of bed today. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes. And that's such a badge of honor that we wear too, of like, well, I'm gonna figure it out, right? But that's also so exhausting.
Yeah.
It's so exhausting. And then your body starts shutting down. Hello, for a week, my body was like, no, you're gonna be in bed and you're not gonna be able to move and not take a shower and all of that, right? Like, that was hard. That is such a level of vulnerability and like discomfort that I never want to feel again.
Yeah.
But that's what happens. Your body pays the price when your mind is not in its right place. Right. And so you got to get it in the right place. You got to rewire it with things that are going to benefit you and be for your highest good. And it's work. It is work, but it's worth it. If you're in a position where you're unhappy in any area of your life, it's worth it to do this work.
I agree. And I know you have the perfect program for this. So going into your self-study program, can you tell us a little bit about NUF and how you got to that title? Because it literally spoke to me, and I know I had talked to Myra about it. Like, this is where I need to be.
Yes. Oh my God, we would love to have you. We'd love to have you both. Enough is exactly what it sounds like. Enough is, I mean, you have heard like a snippet, a very small part of my journey of a time where I didn't feel enough. I didn't feel like enough to be the partner that I needed to be. I didn't feel enough to say no and put my foot down to my parents in the family business, right? I didn't feel enough in my own body for a really long time because I have PCOS and I wore that as like a victim hat, right? So many other things too, and mistakes with money and all of that. And I felt not enough for other people until what I realized was I was feeling not enough for myself. And so, in the journey of hiring coaches and taking the courses and learning about myself and really stepping into this spiritual world, learning about human design, we talk about human design a lot in this course. I realized that I was operating in a way that left me frustrated with myself only because I felt like I was not choosing my life. But I was unconsciously. I'm choosing this. But what I saw was like something completely different. I'm like, I'm living a completely different life. Why are these so opposite? Why am I so off, right? And it really just took me getting clear with my values, getting clear with the beliefs that I had in my mind, getting clear with the action that I was taking in order to go out and start living the life that I truly wanted, right? And so that's kind of the journey of the woman that comes into enough, the enough woman. She knows that there's more in life. She knows that there's more out there for her. She's looking at herself and saying, like, maybe there's some things that I'm kind of unhappy with or like just are not resonating with my life anymore. They made sense 5, 10 years ago, but they don't make sense now. And I want to be on a path where I'm going to change that, right? And so also with this, the promise of enough is that you will have some kind of something to contribute to the world by the end of the time that you have with me, because I will make you believe in yourself that much. You will walk out with a business idea, a business, like a whole business. You will come out with an offer, an ebook, some kind of something that you can contribute to the world.
Love
Because
that.
that's what we're here to do. We're here to be in our joy, in our own gifting, and going out to give it to the world. Your world, your people need what you have to offer. I say it as like, people need the prescription that you have to give,
Yeah,
right?
I always say, el sol sale para todos. So whatever gift you have, give it to the world. You have a purpose. And besides being a mom, I tell Myra, we're more than just moms, you know? Like, we have
Yeah.
purpose. We have more things to give and something to fill our own cup.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that you said that because there was a client that came in to Enough, and you know, it was when we were first talking before she came in, and she's like, Anna, I just want to be a mom. Like, is that enough? Yes. Like, if that's truly what you see, if like you sit down and you visualize, and all you see is like you're playing with your kids, you're making them like homemade meals, you're like, exercising their little beautiful minds, and you see all of that, then perfect. That is your purpose. Do that. That is purpose in this world. We need nurturers in this world, right?
Yeah. I think
But
you shared a video about this, I think a few days ago on your stories, and it was a woman
yeah.
that was saying something along those lines, like, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom and that's your purpose, that is enough. If
Yes.
that's what makes you happy at the end of the day, that's okay. That is enough. I remember myself for a long time when I first stopped working and started just working from home. I kind of thought, like, I just want to be a mom. I just want to be a mom right now. Like, that's all I want to do. And I always told myself that no matter what I did, I was going to give it my absolute best. Like, if I was going to be a stay-at-home mom, I was going to be the best stay-at-home mom there is. You know,
Yeah.
like, always having pride in what I did. And that made me feel like I had a purpose. Obviously, things, you know, as my kids got older, I felt like what I wanted in life changed. And so then I had to find a new purpose, and that was okay as well. So I love what you're saying. And yes, please share the values list that you were saying. I think that would be
Yeah.
really helpful for me personally and for our listeners as well.
We
I know I
will.
struggle with boundaries a lot, and a personal question kind of that I wanted to ask you because I think Yvette and I talk about this sometimes, like we have trouble with boundaries, especially with like family.
Yeah.
And for myself, sometimes I find myself with certain family members that I feel like my energy shifts, and I feel I don't even know how to explain it, but I feel like you're the perfect person to ask this question. You'll know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
In me changes. And I feel like I'm always just a really happy, bubbly, positive person. But then when I'm in this presence of these specific family members, I feel like I change and I kind of shut down. And I just feel if something feels really heavy. And so it's like, what do you do in those situations? You know, other like, because you love these people, you want to spend time with them, but you do notice that something about your energy doesn't work well with their energy.
Oh my gosh. Love this question. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, and it may be hard to answer at first. So you said you love these people and you do want to spend time with them. Your body is feeling heavy or changing. And so do you want to spend time with them because that's what makes sense in your mind? Or do you want to hang out with them because that's what makes sense in your body?
In my mind.
Yeah. So that already is like sign number one of like, okay, maybe some boundaries need to be established here. Like, maybe I know Latino families were like, let's see each other every week, right? Like, so can we create some boundaries and maybe say, can we do it like once a month? Or once every 2 months, something like that, right? The other thing I want to ask is, where in your body do you feel that? Like, where does the heaviness stay?
My heart. Yeah, in my heart and in my gut. I feel a lot of things in my gut, but it's just in my heart. Like it's like this, like I don't know, like this pressure, this sadness almost, because these are people that are very, very close to me. You know, my mind is saying, and also just like my heart, you know, you grow up with these people, you have to love and care for them. But there's just so much, I don't know, like so much sadness. And I do feel it a lot in my heart.
You said something. You said, I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love putting all these like shoulds and have tos and need tos all up in our minds, all up in our worlds. We're like, well, she gave birth to me, so I have to go see her, right? Like my mom. Okay, but you don't have to. You don't have to. There's such a different energy when you change have to get, right? Like I get to. There's more permission there. You kind of ease, your heart kind of expands, right? And so, Maida, if you get to see these people, how often do you want to see them? And what I would challenge you to do is instead of going here, because you just did it, for whoever's watching, you immediately went up. You're like, that's a lie. Our minds are lies, okay? What you want to do is really like even bring your hand to your heart or like and hand to your gut and ask yourself that question. If I get to see these family members, how often do I want to see them? And you could even use like a little test, you know, for me, maybe you think like 1 to 5. So like once a month, once a week, once every 2 months, 3 times a year. You know, like you get to decide. You get to decide. You're your own person and you owe nothing to anyone. The only thing that matters is that you're operating from your heart. And if you're operating from your heart, that is all that will be received from other people, and they will love that and appreciate you for that.
Thank you so much. Just the what you just said right now, honestly, I could feel like my body becoming what's untense. I don't know what the opposite of tense is, but just like
Yeah.
that makes so much sense, and I feel like I can breathe, and I feel like yes, like yeah, like just even right now, I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense, and it really, really helps me. I hope it helps somebody else who might be dealing with this issue
I'm so
because,
glad.
yeah, like you're saying, I get to see these people and it can be on my terms, and that's okay.
Yeah. And if
So
anyone tries to
powerful.
make you feel bad for that, then that's a them problem, not a you problem. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Just to be clear.
Know we're running low on time, and there are two questions that we like to end with.
Yeah.
The first one is, what is the best advice you've ever received, and what is the worst advice that you've ever received?
Ooh, the best advice. I don't know that like I received it from a person. The best advice that I follow still is my human design. And I'll leave something free for your people here too. You can find out what you are, find out your chart and all of that. But it's the biggest permission slip that I have ever had in my life to operate the way that I do, right? And something in my specific human design is when I know I'm in alignment, I feel satisfied in life. And when I am in out of alignment, I feel frustrated. That's advice that I can follow with me anywhere and everywhere I go. Because as long as something makes me feel satisfied, I want more of this, please. If I feel frustrated, okay, that's an invitation to either draw a boundary with it or let it go, right? So, human design, I will scream it from the rooftops. Everyone needs to at least find out what their human design is. It's a permission slip. The worst advice that I've ever received. Man, I don't know. Probably so many, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. You know, like when you're a teenager or something and people try and tell you things, you're like, that's stupid. And it really is. And you hold on to that for the rest of your life. You're like, I did a good thing not listening to that person. But I don't know what it is. I'm sure there has been so many. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. If you can't think of anything, that's okay. I think your best advice was great. So thank you.
Thanks.
So do you want to share where people can find you?
Yes, please follow me on Instagram at Girl with Anna. It's with one N. And if you want to, just take a look on my website. It has everything that I offer on there. If you're just interested in dipping your toes, I have free things. I actually a new program coming out next week. The waitlist is open right now. It's called Discovering You, and it's all like basically what we talked about today. I needed something for the woman to be able to come in and like dip her toes, right? Like she wants to change some things about her life. She wants to get in alignment with her values and all of that. So this is for that. And then Enough is also on there, and a bunch of my other offers as well. So take your pick, look around, and if anything, please just send me a DM and let me know what you took away from this episode, because I love connecting with people. Like, being social on social media is a thing that I want to do, right? Not just look around on people's stuff. So chat with me.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Ana Maria. You have definitely changed my life. And I'm so grateful that I met you. I'm so happy to be part of your community. I will definitely be going on the website. I want to see everything and definitely sign up for something. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, ladies. This was amazing.
Thank you. So please subscribe on the YouTube channel, subscribe on Apple, on Spotify, and we will see you all next week.
Yeah, see you guys next week. Thank you for coming on.
Bye.
Bye.